The Lakeside Road is a winding gravel road lined of old growth trees and rural properties that runs down through the Nulakai Peninsula towards the Wilson Inlet in our state's southwest. Local developer Graham Robinson, a property developer is responsible for a number of highly controversial developments in the southwest, is currently pushing ahead with clearing vegetation and widening the road for a huge lime mine on the peninsula. However, many locals, including the city of Albany itself, are opposed to this project and are taking action. One of those is Nelson Gilmore, who joins us now on the line. Nelson, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Great to be on.
Now, you yourself took action last week to try and, I guess, stop the clearing as vegetation. Can I just start by asking what it is you did and what inspired you to take action to try and protect this the stand of old growth?
I went up a tree platform in one of the older carry trees on the road and also locked onto one of the machines to stop work for as long as possible.
Now,
I just want to say as well that this is, you know, a matter of last resort. This has been going on for years now, and we've tried a whole bunch of different avenues, and this is where we've got to.
That was going to be my next question. I imagine there's been a lot of community opposition to this, and yet, you know, somehow this development is still going ahead. Can you just, explain some of the background to our listeners about this project and why the community are so upset about it?
Yeah, sure. So a few years ago, we got word of this development happening, and the city of Albany unanimously voted against this happening twice. They backed the community, and it was overturned by the State Administrative Tribunal. And so now it's happening whether anyone likes it or not. And, you know, I mean, this is the habitat of western ringtail possums. They're nationally critically endangered, and it should have been referred to the EPBC Act. Only the Federal Minister for the Environment or the proponent can do that, and they haven't. And so, you know, direct action is the last resort. This is the culmination of a years-long campaign.
Now, can we talk a little bit about the direct action? As you said there, you took to a tree platform, a tree sit. You also locked onto machinery, and I believe there was some other action that was taken took place. Can you tell us about that, and how effective was it at stopping some of the destruction?
Yeah, so non-violent direct action is just that. It's non-violent, but it is direct action to stop work, and it is a last resort. You know, we've had a few people up trees and a few people locking on. And, you know, all we're asking is for the, you know, the old growth trees to be saved at this stage. You know, I don't really know what more to say other than, you know, direct action works, and it shouldn't have got to this. It really shouldn't.
Totally. Now, it seems, I guess, somewhat confusing that we would be living in a in a world in which old growth, particularly carry trees, would be being cleared despite such strong community opposition. Are there any avenues for appeal in terms of the local community now? Like, where to now in terms of trying to stop this development, or is it just going ahead despite the local protest?
Well, the EPA never really assessed the roads. The lime pit itself did come under EPA assessment, and 97% of the community said that they wanted it publicly reviewed, but the EPA said it wasn't going to be, and the whole road was never assessed. So the whole road that they're widening now, where most of the trees are, it's a shame that the wetlands have been bulldozed, but the road itself has never been assessed by the EPA, and if it was, you know, they would have not been allowed to clear at all. So where we're at now is non-violent direct action to stop as much clearing to save as many trees as possible.
We're speaking to Nelson Gilmore, who's a local taking action to try and preserve some local habitat, including old growth forest down near Denmark at the Nulakai lime pit, or the proposed Nulakai lime pit. Nelson, I guess, you know, this whole process demonstrates, as you said, that, you know, there's really no other avenue aside from direct action. But of course, that can only be sustained for so long. I mean, what does this whole, your involvement in this really demonstrate to you about in institutions such as the EPA and also, I guess, the state government in terms of their willingness to clear, you know, such endemic sort of areas. Do you think that, you know, it demonstrates a real need for trying to review perhaps the EPA process or the entire process about how these developments are approved?
Yeah, so this development absolutely is a microcosm for what's happening all around the world. At local, state and federal level, the political processes are broken. They've completely failed the community and the environment in this instance. You know, the City of Albany unanimously said no twice, got overruled by the State Admin Tribunal. Only the proponent and the federal minister can review, can refer the development to the EPBC, you know, which is ludicrous. You know, no property developer is going to self-refer a development if it means that it's not going to happen. So, you know, it reiterates, you know, local, state and federal level processes are fundamentally stacked against the community and in favour of environmental destruction in the middle of a climate crisis.
Totally. And it just seems so incredibly absurd that even when a local council that have their own, you know, I guess all councils have their own issues, but even when a local council unanimously rejects this proposal, and clearly the local people unanimously reject this proposal, it's still able to go ahead. I guess, you, as you said, you're now in a position where it's really up to local and other people to really to get on the ground and put their bodies on the line to try and stop this this destruction. What can people do if they want to support the campaign and to stop the clearing of this old growth habitat?
I encourage everyone to look at the Nullarkai Action Group Facebook page where there's updates, and there's the Climate Council of WA has set up a Do Good campaign on behalf of the community. So that's like the easiest thing that people can do is jump on board to the Facebook, find that link and send an email to make it very clear that this is just, you know, bigger than just us. This really is a big issue. And other than that, if people are in the area, they're more than welcome to come down to the road and actually have a look for themselves. You know, I can show people around. But, you know, really as well, if people are prepared to take the next step and go into non-violent direct action, you know, I can show people how to climb. But, you know, to do that, you really have to be prepared to be arrested, which is not a small thing. And it's such a shame that that's what it's coming down to.